7:52.
As Newtown, Connecticut holds funerals for the 20 children and 6 adults who were killed last week during the elementary school massacre, attention is turning to how to prevent future incidents like that. Our commentators this morning take different approaches to trying to reach the same goal. We begin with Cal Thomas.
You can regulate, you can even confiscate guns, but someone intent on criminal behavior will find a way to act out. The worst school shooting in U.S. history killed 38 children and 7 adults. It was called the Bath School Murders, and the killer's weapon of choice was dynamite, not a gun. Government does few things well. It's not going to be able to fix what is essentially a cultural and moral problem. Regulate more if you like, but that won't stop a sick mind. Connecticut has very tough gun laws, but Adam Lanza stole his mother's legally registered weapons. Shame Hollywood and violent video game makers into pulling back on the violence. Put an armed guard in every school. Install better doors and restrict access. All of that helps, but it tinkers around the edges. There's something deeper that's taking place in America. Some pastors, priests, and rabbis might be able to say what it is. Government can't fix what is largely a moral and spiritual problem.
And now a different view from Bob Beckel.
We've heard it before. Let's not talk about gun control while they're still burying children in Newtown or Columbine or any number of tragedies involving guns. Of course, gun advocates and the NRA don't want to talk about guns while emotions are running so high. The NRA is betting that in time people will forget. The killing of 26 in a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school, including 20 children, is so horrific that the public will not forget or play by the NRA rules. In 1994, Bill Clinton signed into law an assault weapons ban that expired in 2004. That law made it illegal to manufacture, import, or sell the kinds of guns used in the slaughter in Newtown. Congressional Democrats will introduce similar legislation in the next Congress. The NRA will use all of its clout to defeat that proposal. Let's hope members of Congress will have the guts to stand up to the NRA, which has been silent in the aftermath of the Newtown slaughter. Of course it has. Otherwise, the big bad gun lobby would have to explain why weapons used to kill little children should be sold legally in this country.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.